Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Discover a healthcare team that's always here for you at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
You might imagine that needing to go to hospital when abroad would be a stressful experience and worse somehow than going into hospital while at home. But my next guest found the opposite to be true when a family vacation required one of her children to be brought to an emergency department in France. Dr. Laura Durkin, a very good morning to you.
Good morning, Philip. How are you?
Very good. Can you tell me what happened?
Right. So we went on our kind of family camping holiday, and I have four kids, the youngest of whom is two. And he got a thing called facial cellulitis. So he got a big kind of skin infection on his face. And because I'm doctors make terrible decisions about their own family, I sat looking at him for a few days, and he was and to be honest, he got worse and worse in front of my eyes. And because of that, I didn't really want to bring him anywhere. I was like, oh, he's grand. And then ultimately, he got worse, and we ended up having to bring him to an emergency department. And much to my surprise, it actually ended up being a really positive experience for us, and one that that made me reflect in a very negative way upon the experiences that my patients have in trying to access me. So we brought him, we were about 20 kilometres away from the nearest hospital. We Googled it. It looked like they had an urgent care centre and an emergency department. We stuck him in the back of the car. We drove
now, hang
him
on
around.
One second. Was this large regional hospital or a smaller
Not
local facility?
At all. This was a smaller, we were in rural France. So this was, a small kind of local hospital. I had it in my head that I was kind of going to Mayo General. It's a small place in Western France. Look, we arrived. There was loads of parking. We pulled in. It was free. It was plentiful. We walked. We were really close to the door. We walked him in. We were triaged immediately by an emergency tech and put into a little side room. Now he wasn't urgently well. Like, he was grand. He was sitting eating a yogurt. She put us into a room. There was, there was computers in the room. And this sounds so pathetic, Philip, but like there were plugs everywhere in the room. There was it wasn't in any way beautiful. But
charging your mobile phone and parking your car shouldn't be the most important things, but they do take the edge off a rather worrying experience as well, don't they?
They took our blood. They took his blood at triage. They told us immediately he needed a CT. He went into the CT like every toddler. Now he needed to be like tied down. He was practically biting them. It was awful. But within about 2 or 3 hours, they told us he needed antibiotics. They printed out all of the reports of all of his bloods and all of his results there and then in the room. They handed them to me, and they sent me with a prescription to the local pharmacy, where for the pricey sum of €10, I got all of his meds, and we headed home, and he was completely grand.
How much of that do you think was the ability of the nurse, the triage nurse, to prescribe and to treat before waiting for a doctor? How important was that?
Yeah, so they didn't actually. So we were triaged into the room, and then the doctor came to us reasonably quickly. And so all that we'd had done at that point were blood tests. And then it was just a reflection on, we were in a custom built unit. There was an available CT scan. It was clearly not overrun with people. There was loads of space. I felt safe. I felt like I didn't have people. Our places are like a zoo, we were really well looked after. Now I'm going to say the care in Ireland is really good. Like, we have really good doctors. We've great staff. But I have never put anyone, unless they have a horrendously infectious disease, I've never managed to get anyone from triage into a side room. We don't have the kind of capacity to move people through the emergency departments up out of bed. So those are spaces that we don't have.
So you were a non-critical, non-crucial case in which time wasn't necessarily a major factor. But at any point in the whole process, were you waiting?
So we did not wait, no. No. We literally went to the room. He got sorted very quickly. They brought him in a little iPad. He watched Peppa Pig for a couple of hours while they kept an eye on him, just to make sure that he wasn't completely toxic and unwell. And it was one of those things. The building was quite ugly. Like, it wasn't a beautiful place we were in, but it was so functional. It worked so well. The people who were working there had space in which to do their job, and they did a really excellent job.
And it wasn't a children's hospital yet. Peppa Pig was on demand.
Not at all. So it was a very standard kind of urgent care type scenario. And yeah, they came in with a little iPad or Peppa Pig, which was kind of on the Wi-Fi. And it was just such, they were just so kind, and we were so well looked after, and they were so obviously set up to just provide care and look after people. And it was the entire experience just highlighted for me that my patients have such a miserable experience trying to navigate the hospital system. And this was just user-friendly and patient-centred. It was a real pleasure.
Well, let's just try and get to the nub of what the difference here is. Is it that the resources follow the patient on their journey through the hospital as opposed to the resources following the consultant?
I think it's purpose-built facilities. I think it's, like, I'm sitting here in a building that was built in the 1970s, or designed and built through the 70s and 80s, for a kind of a sleepy North Dublin population that was, you know, for the most part, young families. We now have a massive surge in that population. And we have those people who in the 1970s and 80s had young families are now old and have kind of complex care needs themselves. But yet there's been no infrastructural surge to accompany the population surge. And it was just so obviously a hospital that was built to function and continue to grow with the population needs that were that were there.
All right, so architecture on one hand, but I mean also the different roles, because I've had direct experience of going through a French emergency department as well, and you had the person who was literally taking your details was saying, here, take two of these for the pain while I continue to take your address, that we didn't have the demarcated roles that we have in Ireland, and that seemed to speed the process up.
I think there is, I agree with you on that point. We definitely do have duplication of tasks. And you know, Philip, I think some of that reflects the fact that that person you were seeing was entering your stuff onto a computer that then the next person will also doesn't have to duplicate those questions and that. Mm-hmm. So I think the electronic patient record is part of what you were describing there, where we have layers of care where the same person asks you a question 27 times. And that's because they're writing it with a pen on a piece of paper. Yes. Whereas if it's being entered into a computer system, you do avoid a lot of that task duplication.
Okay, what else then? Architecture, computers, job function and role. Is there any other lessons you would take away from it?
So I also really liked getting the results. And doesn't that sound so stupid? I really liked having the data handed to me. And it wasn't like I didn't disclose that I was a doctor. It was actually just routine that you got your blood test results and you got your CT scans and everything else handed to you as you went out. And I thought that piece where patients were given ownership of their own health information was really powerful, because I don't see my patients or the patients that who come to me with that kind of ownership of their health information. I think that's a really crucial part of it.
That is interesting. Okay. The $64,000 question here, though, is do you think that bringing this information, bringing this knowledge back to Ireland, that there is any way for you to actually input that into the system and see changes happening?
So, like, it's absolutely blue sky thinking, isn't it? But, like, for a start, I really object to the parking issue. I really object to patients paying for parking to go for urgent care or outpatient appointments. I absolutely hate that. Now, I know that they don't have plan B. These people are sick. They're not going to get in a bus. You know, they're not going to get on a train. We don't have the trains or the buses to facilitate that. That's a bugbear of mine. And I would think that in every hospital, if you come with an appointment, your parking should be validated. I think that's really straightforward, patient-centred care. The bit about the kind of purpose-built hospitals, I think we need to learn that and we need to bring that into our thing. We don't build a hospital and then leave it alone for 40 years and then come back and go, oh God, what are we going to do now? They have to be growing buildings that grow with their population and that change over time. I think we need to, as a country, stop thinking about building new and start thinking about developing our sites and making it and keeping them. Like, you go to the States, you go into other places, you see that their buildings are live, that they're constantly evolving and changing with healthcare needs. And that's why that place that I was in had a CT scan in the room next door to where we were seen. I don't have that here, but that's what patients need. So I think there is a kind of a cognitive shift that we need around ongoing investment in how healthcare changes and how we provide, how we look after people so that they're not totally stressed when they're trying to come to us and we don't make it a miserable experience, the seeking of care.
Dr. Laura Durkin, thank you very much for that. Some texts on that subject already. Kira wants to say that she has had a good experience in Ireland, which is an important thing to balance this conversation with. She said, I had to bring my daughter to A&E recently. I was very impressed with the new children's hospital in Talla. It's not a new children's hospital. Maybe they've upgraded it, but the children's, Talla has been the National Children's Hospital for many a year at this stage. Anyway, very impressed with the new children's hospital in Talla. Triaged immediately, then new lovely private room, lovely doctors and nurses, out and home in 2 hours. A great service altogether.